Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
One certain aspect of the year 2024 is one that has been dominated by geopolitics, elections that have dominated headlines in various parts of the world, and of course, understanding the shifts that we saw in terms of our economic performance. To not only to paint a picture regarding the review of 2024, but what we can expect in the year 2025, especially when it comes to South Africa's key trade and investment partners, we're joined now by Senior Economist for PwC South Africa, Christy Viljoen. Christy, welcome to the show.
Good evening, and thanks for the opportunity as always.
Always exciting to speak to you, Christy. And I must say, I typically joke with many economists here on the show that it's been a refreshing time, I guess, to be an economist, as it appears as though the tide has shifted. Would my analysis be fair?
Well, it's been a long time since we've been able to say more than one or two good things about the South African economy. We probably need to go back to probably before COVID, before we really had a good year for the economy. I wouldn't say 2024 was great, but I'd say it was probably better than we expected beginning of this year, especially the second half that we've been under a new government in the post-election situation. We've done away, whether it's not permanent or temporary, done away with load shedding. So certainly better than expected. Not great yet, but I mean, we take what we can.
Definitely better than expected. Maybe let's reflect on that for 2024. For the longest time, I recall, we were worried about inflation and interest rates back in 2023. And it only seems as though this year brought about some of those shifts and changes, not only from the economic data, but also central banks and their responses. Your thoughts on this?
Yes, so we always expected inflation to come down this year. It was, I think, 2022-23 was going to be the one with high inflation, high interest rates, and then this year was going to be better. I think one of the positive points that we didn't count on was how strong the rand would be in the second half of this year. So obviously on the back of the election results and a few other global factors, the rand went very strong against the US dollar, actually dipped below 17 rand to the dollar. And because we import so many things, that has a positive influence on inflation. So if we think of fuel prices, we had about 4 or 5 months straight where every month fuel prices came down. That brought down the inflation rate, and it resulted in a start to the decline in interest rates. Yes, a slow start, only very recently and small increments, but still, the inflation and the interest rate situation is good news for both consumers and businesses, because you know, everyone is impacted by those interest rates. Mm-hmm. I've already mentioned load shedding, which was a lot better. So those big key points that sort of touch on the consumer economy, we are heading into Black Friday. The consumer economy is the biggest driver of economic growth in South Africa. So very good news from that perspective.
Mm, certainly good news. I guess just to focus on the geopolitics in the elections, Christy, the first half of this year was dominated by the title, more than two-thirds of the world's population will be headed to the polls. So far, we've seen many elections come and go in key markets, even here in South Africa. But from a South African point of view, the GNU, has it really led to, I guess, more a heightened level of confidence, especially when it comes to appetite to implement reforms?
I think what's happened locally and abroad, the perspective on the GNU is quite positive. It was quite unexpected, let's be honest, that was the turnout. If we think of cabinet right now, it represents about 75% of the votes. If we think of all the 10 parties involved in government right now. So it certainly came out better than expected. And if you look at different kinds of metrics, business confidence surveys, if you look at what financial markets are saying, the bonds, the stock market, I mentioned the rand, etc., all of those are putting on a let's call it the pretty face. Yes, there's still a lot to be figured out. Mm-hmm. We still need to see practical things happen on the ground. If we think of load shedding, that was sort of sorted out before the election. So we're still waiting on the new government to, you know, almost like they say in that movie, show me the money, to show us that clear progress. But there are so many good signs, so many good signals that combined heading into 2025, all of those kinds of indicators and metrics are on a more positive note than we had at the close of last year, even, I want to say, past the first quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm. And that's refreshing to hear. There's still a lot of work to be done, but at least progress is certainly being made. Let's shift gears, Christy, and we focused on the South African elections and what that means for our local economy. But just a few weeks ago, we had the US elections, and there's a heightened sense of anxiety around that. Whether it's Trump still talking tariffs, we saw the reaction yesterday. What's that meant for the currency? The list goes on and on in terms of the factors that we continue to watch there. As we anticipate 2025, how does this play an influence in terms of the economic outlook?
Yes, so we know that the U.S. economy is the biggest in the world. It's also South Africa's second largest trading partner after China, and it's our fourth largest source of foreign investment. So whatever happens in any of those directions, it's important for us. And yes, so there's lots of uncertainty because we don't know yet what the new president would be doing. We're not sure yet exactly what policies he's implementing. We know that he can be quick on some decisions or take a very, very long time on others. That means that whatever the progress is going to be, it's going to be stop starter or it's going to be full speed ahead. I think if I could mention one item, PwC in the US, they did a survey amongst US business leaders saying, but what's your intentions under the new president in terms of investment, for example? And half of them said they're going to make more foreign investments. Now, whether that is a signal of confidence about the economy at home, it's not really relevant. The important thing is for South Africa, it means that one of our big sources of foreign investment, those people are looking to increase more investment internationally. So let's grab onto that. In between all of the uncertainty, we know that in his previous presidency, President Trump was good for the economy, which was good for the global economy, which is good for South Africa. Mm-hmm. So I'd say let's be positive about that as we try and figure out until he gets inaugurated. And in the days and weeks after that, exactly what happens, we'll see. But for now, there's quite a lot of enthusiasm. Mm,
a lot of enthusiasm, but that the world is a lot bigger than the US, though. The influence of the US is palpable. Let's talk about the emerging seven economies. Remind us who they are, because these are typically many of our peers. And there's some good news here, because your statement reveals that they're looking to grow notably faster in 2025.
Yes, so I think we often hear the term the G7, the mm-hmm. Global 7, the Group of 7. Those are the developed economies, the big ones. And then the E7 is more South Africa peers. We've got the original BRIC countries in there, Brazil, Russia, India, China. We've also got Turkey, Indonesia, Mexico. So these are the big players in the emerging market economies. And we know that they grow much faster than developed economies. We're thinking about India, for example, whose economic growth rate is still amongst the highest in the world, 6-7%. And if you consider the number of people that live in India and China, for example, combined, those two countries have almost 3 billion people. Mm. So those are people that need to drive, they need to be clothed, they need to be fed, they've got an appetite for all kinds of commodities. So for South African companies looking to expand, that's always a very lucrative opportunity. Yes, it is challenging to get into those markets, that's very true. And that's why many companies, when they look beyond Africa, they probably look at Europe first. But still, if you look at that sheer number of people, the sheer size of those economies, it's something we cannot ignore heading into 2025, because so many of our traditional developed economy partners, they're struggling with political uncertainty, inflation, those kinds of elements. Those emerging markets are going to be important for us.
Definitely are going to be. To close off with, though, Christy, there's so much more we can deep dive into, whether it's China and its property market, some of our peers as well in the global south. But for us as South Africans, let's bring it closer to home. What are we anticipating in terms of our macroeconomic performance, whether it's growth, the outlook on interest rates, and how that interplays with inflation?
So I think the forecast for all the big indicators are more positive next year than for 2024. If we're thinking where inflation is going, it's downwards. Where interest rates are going, downwards. Economic growth forecasts, upwards. And the outlook for load shedding, for example, is also very positive. So maybe as we head towards the end of this year, we're in a much better position than we were at the close of last year. So I think there's lots of businesses that are looking at 2025 with a little bit more enthusiasm. Yes, much still needs to be done, mm-hmm. but all of the big indicators are a bit more positive this time around.
Oh, we'll take the positivity. Shoo! At least we're sleeping well at night, or better than what we did in the past. Christy, such a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Christy Viljoen, Senior Economist at PwC South Africa, helping us not only reflect on the economic performance of 2024, but highlighting some expectations for the 2025 economic outlook.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.